Good morning. This is KSUB, the student radio station of Seattle University, broadcasting at 89.1 FM and on the web at ksubseattle.org. It's Friday morning and it's 8:56. That means it's time for the Culture and Language Bridge Show, where almost every Friday, at least during fall quarter, we bring you shows brought to you by the students of the Culture and Language Bridge program. This morning we have a freshman classroom communication class. I'm the instructor. My name is Heidi Beck, and today students will be sharing a little bit about themselves and some music that they like. So without further talking on my part, we will begin. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
My name is Hatun Alfredi. I'm from Riyadh, Saudi Arabia. I've been here in Seattle for about a year and a couple months, and I'm majoring in finance.
All right. So is it really true that Saudi Arabia is only deserts and camels?
Of course not. I can understand why foreign people usually get this idea, because the media always shows Arabs as if they were Bedouins and they live in the desert. But in fact, we have huge streets, we have tall buildings, and we have currently the tallest clock in the world. And by 2017, we will be having the longest tower in the world, taller than Burj Khalifa in Dubai.
So why is it that many foreign people know about Dubai and don't know anything about Saudi Arabia? And why don't you remind us where Dubai is again?
Dubai is located next to Saudi Arabia. It's in the United Emirates. And people usually get confused because they are next to each other.
So what are the differences between Riyadh and Seattle?
I just want to say why people usually think.
Did I cut you off too soon? Go ahead.
Yeah. Okay. The main reason why people does not know where Saudi Arabia, or sometimes they haven't heard about it before, is because Saudi Arabia does not issue tourism visas. Unlike Saudi Arabia, Dubai works a lot on their tourism, and they advertise. They always have the biggest, the tallest, and the greatest, or so many things for sightseeing.
All right. So the reason that we don't know about Saudi Arabia is we just haven't heard how wonderful it is. Is
yeah.
that correct? Okay. So, well, speaking of that, back to Saudi Arabia and your city, Riyadh, what are some differences?
Well, there are many differences between Seattle and Riyadh. They are actually major. In Riyadh, the weather is hot, and it's way modern. And Riyadh, the food in Saudi Arabia generally is way better. Even the American food in Saudi Arabia tastes better. While in Seattle, the weather is nice and cold. There is more nature than I see in Saudi Arabia. And it's way quiet than Riyadh.
So it sounds like both cities have their advantages and disadvantages. So let's talk about the music that you've brought. Why did you choose this singer?
I chose this singer because he's a famous Saudi singer. Most of the Middle Easterns like him and know him. He has this great voice, warm, great voice. Yeah.
All right. And what is the song and why did you choose it for us today?
It's a love song. It talks about two lovers. They were separated and after a few years, they met each other. And he is describing how he felt and what went on this situation. I chose this particular song because the first few times I heard it, it was with my friends in Saudi Arabia or with my friends here, and it brings a lot of great memories to my mind.
All right, well, let's listen.
تحكي بهمسك حبيبي توها تغفى جروحي لا تصحي لا ترى تنوي ما عندي صعب ليه متأخر حضورك راحت أيامي وروحي لثلاث سنين بحدادي على قول العرب تحكي بهمسك حبيبي توها تغفى جروحي لا تصحي لا ترى أحرجوني في سؤالي عنك ومكوى أبوحي كل ما قالوا لي وينه قلت ما ربي كتب إيش أجاوب إيش أجاوب وانت داري عارف الحال بوضوحي من يصدقني إذا قلت الفراق بلا سبب أحرجاني في سؤالي عنك ومقوى أبوحي كل ما قالوا لي وانا قلت ما ربي كتاب إيش أجاوب إيش أجاوب وانت داري عارف الحال بوضوحي من يصدقني إذا قلت الفراق بلا سبب
Interesting. Thank you, Hatan. And we will be back shortly with our next interview and international music. You're listening to KSUB.